Hey, I'm Jake Brennan, and I want to tell you about Disgraceland, the award-winning music and true crime podcast that I host. Disgraceland tells the stories of musicians getting away with murder and behaving very badly. Fleetwood Mac, Nipsey Hussle, Cardi B, Ozzy Osbourne, Taylor Swift, Tupac, The Beatles, Amy Winehouse, Jay-Z, The Grateful Dead, and so many more. This is not the music history you've heard before. This is an uncensored, immersive look at the lives of musical icons as seen through the crimes they've committed or that have been perpetrated against them. Did Jerry Lee Lewis murder his fifth wife? What really happened to Sam Cooke in that seedy motel at 3 a.m.? And how did the Rolling Stones wind up sleeping with the First Lady? Wait, what? New episodes of Disgraceland drop every Tuesday with bonus episodes released on Mondays and Thursdays. So get in, buckle up, and join me in Disgraceland. Available right now, wherever you get your podcasts. Rock and roll.
Being a teenager is intense. Things could get tough back then. Maybe you got kicked out of your house for being yourself. Or fell in love so hard it hurt. Or were bullied viciously for how you look. Or just hated yourself. But you might have found a release for your rage. Your favorite band blasting in your headphones. Or banging around on your first electric guitar. And one night in a sweaty rec center basement could have changed your life forever. If you could go back in time and tell your teenage self anything, what would it be?
Dear young rocker.
Dear young rocker.
Dear young rocker.
Maybe something practical?
You have just as much talent as those boys in that talent show band. You simply need to develop it.
Or empathetic.
You'll be more and more yourself with every passing season.
When we retell our teenage stories, we can reach a hand back in time for that kid we used to be to hold on to. We can become the person they needed in those moments when we felt so alone and like no one could ever understand. Join me, Chelsea Ursin, for season 3 of my podcast, Dear Young Rocker. Tune in to hear some of my favorite musicians tell stories from their awkward musical beginnings.
I had never met anybody who also enjoyed ska.
Reconnect with the teenager they used to be.
So, young rocker, try, if you can, to not worry so much. I know that's a lot to ask. I know right now you worry about everything.
And remember what it was like to fall in love with a band for the first time.
You will never forget the first time you heard Prince.
The Cranberries, Led Zeppelin.
The Cure and New Order. Bikini Kill, Bratmobile, Heavens to Betsy.
In seasons 1 and 2 of Dear Young Rocker, I told my story of how I started life as an anxious, sensitive kid who wanted to be invisible. That is, until I heard my favorite band and started playing the bass. After that, everything kind of changed. Although life still wasn't easy, especially as the only girl in my band. I wrote some letters of advice to my younger self about what I wish she'd known. And my listeners and I learned a lot about ourselves along the way. You can hear season 1 and 2 of Dear Young Rocker wherever you get your podcasts. But in season 3, I'm passing the mic to other rockers who grew up in different cities and countries, with different families, different musical tastes, and different challenges in their lives.
I know how every time you go to a punk show, you search the room for another black person before you feel safe.
I'm letting them tell their own stories of how they became young rockers and give their own younger selves some tough love and support. Dear Young Rocker Season 3 comes to you from Double Elvis and iHeartRadio and is executive produced by Jake Brennan of Disgraceland. Episode 1 drops on Wednesday, April 7th. Be sure to subscribe to Dear Young Rocker wherever you get your podcasts.